Now, in 2017, Wisconsin produced nearly 101 million bushels of soybeans. This accounted for more than 2% of the soy grown in the entire United States, and much of Wisconsin's soybean exports went to China.
While China has long been one of the main buyers of American soy, that relationship is in jeopardy following ongoing retaliatory tariffs put in place by China after the Trump administration implemented tariffs of its own on Chinese goods.
The trade war has put American farmers in a tough spot, many of whom are sitting on a substantial harvest of soy. Our next guest is here to talk about how farmers are weathering the tariffs and what the long-term impact could be on the American soy market. Isis Almeida is the senior agriculture commodities reporter for Bloomberg. Isis, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Isis, set the scene a little bit for us. U.S. soy farmers have basically had one harvest under these tariffs. So what does the soy market look like currently?
Well, the soy market continues to look pretty depressed. I mean, with tariffs to the biggest customer, China, there's really no soybeans flowing from the U.S. to China at this point. And farmers don't really have an outlet to sell. One of the things they can do is they can try to gain new markets, but gaining new markets takes time. So at the moment, they really have to stash their soy wherever they can.
And so what are some of these new markets they might be looking into?
I think one of the new markets that the U.S. has already looked into is Taiwan, and I think there has already been some memorandum of understandings and some deals done with Taiwan, and you see, but nothing is as big as China, you know. There's deals done to Sri Lanka, there are some more U.S. soybeans going to Europe, but it's quite hard to replace such a big customer as China. If you think about China imports almost 100 million tons of soybeans every year, and the next biggest customer is Europe with about 16 million tons. So it's very, very hard to replace China.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago that many of these soy farmers in particular are just sitting on their stash. What are some of the long-term issues for farmers when they have to do that?
Well, we've seen previously in history, and I think this is one of the points that sometimes people forget to look at, we had an export ban on soybeans in 1973 under the government of Richard Nixon. And at the time, Japan was the biggest buyer of U.S. soy. And even though that embargo only lasted about 2 weeks, that created a huge shift in the market because Japan realized, should I trust the U.S. all the time? Should I be so reliant on one country? And the answer to them was no. So they actually started investing in Brazil, and, you know, they were part of the big wave of investment that started a soybean industry in Brazil. So these embargoes, even though they're short, they can have very long-lasting impacts. You saw the same thing with the 1980 Soviet embargo, and that at the time those were grains, and it was under Jimmy Carter as well, and the U.S. wasn't sending any grain to the Soviet Union, and that also kind of tarnished the U.S.'s reputation as a reliable supplier. You know, food is very, very important for so many countries, and keeping their populations fed is really, really crucial to political stability. So once that you start having those embargoes, you countries start to think, do I want to be so reliant on one country, and what can I do to diversify my supplies? And I think what's happening here with the soybean embargo is that many countries, and you look at China is already thinking, you know, how can I diversify my supply? So China is buying more from Brazil, is buying more from Argentina. China is also reducing the amount of soybeans that go into their animal feed rations. So, you know, if the trade war ended today, would things go back to being exactly like they were before? And the answer to that is probably not.
We're talking to Isis Almeida. She is the senior agriculture commodities reporter for Bloomberg, and we are talking about issues facing soybean farmers here in Wisconsin, but also nationwide as these ongoing tariffs between the United States and China ramp up. Now, Isis, farmers are clearly in the middle of this dispute. It's not as though they are a government entity. These are people who are, you know, sowing the seeds, harvesting, taking care of these crops throughout, you know, a harvest. They're being challenged by other issues just outside of this trade war. There are companies that they have to work with that are responding in kind and have sort of a bigger base that they can, you know, maneuver out of this. What are these other issues that farmers are dealing with on this front?
I think many of the issues that farmers will have to deal with. I think the first one is, how do they store? Because if they don't have anywhere to sell, soybean is a valuable crop. If you think about, you know, most farmers grow corn and soybeans, and soybeans are 2 to 3 times the price of corn. So farmers want to figure out a way to store those valuable items much more. So one of the things that you start to see is ground piles. So they pile up, you know, their corn outside on the ground. And you would have think, oh, why are they not piling soybeans? Because they are trying to make space inside a silo for soybeans, because soybeans tend to rot faster because they also are more expensive crops. So for a farmer, if he loses 100,000 tons of corn or 1,000 tons, because nobody is actually producing 100,000 tons mostly, but if a farmer loses 1,000 tons of corn, it's less of a financial burden for him than losing 1,000 tons of soybeans. So you start to see that. You also start to see them putting in bags, which is something that started in Argentina. So the Argentine farmers started putting soybeans in plastic bags, and they look like these really long sausages the size of, like, sometimes a football field. And they started to do that. So they're looking at it like, well, what can I do with my soybeans? And they starting to put into bags. The other challenge that farmers are facing, and in some parts of the country, especially in the lower Mississippi Delta, is that it's rained a lot as well. So not only do they have to deal with tariffs, but the rain has damaged a lot of their soybeans. And some of the companies out there are struggling to keep soybeans. So if you think of the grain elevators of some of the big companies out there, normally they are bringing soybeans in. Yes, there is some damage. They can mix the damaged ones with the good ones and get to export spec, put it on a barge, and send it down to the Gulf. And they do that every year. But in the year where their grain isn't moving or the soybeans aren't moving, it's hard. It gets hard as the silos fill up. It gets harder and harder to mix damaged soybeans. So many of the companies out there have increased the discount. So when farmers come, hey, here's my soybean, they then, you know, they look at the percentage of damage, and the higher the damage, the higher the discount. And to send farmers a sign, look, we really can't take your soybeans, many companies have actually increased that discount. Is it to say that, oh my God, the companies are being difficult with the farmers? No, it's not necessarily the case. Everybody's trying to deal with this operation the best way they can. But the bottom line is, in the end, that the farmer is really really suffering.
Is there any recourse for these farmers in the end?
Well, they could count on, I think this is a tough question. I think the Trump administration has approved some help for the farmers, and that kind of subsidy will help them get through. They got to start thinking very soon that if these tariffs don't end, what are they going to plant next year? So are they going to keep planting soybeans, or are they going to turn to corn and wheat? And I think the situation with price will be very determined. If we're still in the same situation with China, farmers will look, what's the price of wheat, what's the price of corn, what will bring me more return, and will then shift to one of these crops. But I guess a lot of it is wait and see, because most of the plantings will happen in spring next year.
Well, Isis, we'll have to leave it there for right now, but thank you so much for joining us on Central Time today.
Thank you.
Isis Almeida is the senior agriculture commodities reporter for Bloomberg. She was with us to talk about how the U.S.-China trade war is impacting soybean farmers here in Wisconsin and across the country, and how it could impact the American soybean market for years to come.